Zog the Gemara daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Tonu Rabbonon, Loshon Yam Hanichnas Lechotze. If you have a ocean that broke open into a chotze that's bordering the yam, so the chotze is breached and part of the yam is now flooded into the chotze. Zog Rashi Shenichnas Lechotze, Derech Pirtzas HaKoysel, part of the wall that's around the chotze is breached. We're not talking about that the wall is totally breached on that fourth side. The Gemara is going to differentiate between 10 Amis or more than 10 Amis. If it's totally breached, then that's considered Poetz B'miluyo. There's no difference if it's 10 or more than 10, if it's totally breached. Totally breached, Nifrat B'miluyo is like Yosem Esa. So the fact that we are mechalik between Esa and Yosem Esa must be that there's some wall left over in the breach, and it's not Nifrat B'miluyo. So again, the Braisa says, Loshen Yama Nichlas Lechotzer Ein Memalin Hemena B'Shabes. One is not allowed to be memala from that water and bring the water that's in your chotzer now into your home. Elim Kein Yesh Lo Mechitza Gvoy Asorot Tvachim. Unless you built a mechitza that's Gvoy Asorot Tvachim. Zogt Rashi, Elim Kein Osu Mechitza Ligdor Pirtzas Koisel Michotz Achotze Adasora. Unless you fill up the pirtza, that it should be less than 10 amis parutz, because we're talking about now that it's open 10 amis. It might not be parutz b'miluyoy, but it's 10 amis open. Later, the Gemara mechalek between 10 and more than 10. But now that you're building this koisel, you're minimizing the opening, the breach of 10 amis. So if you minimize the breach of 10 amis, then you're allowed to fill up the water that's in your chotzer that came from the yam into your home. Now, the reason you can't take any water from this chotzer that came from the yam and bring it into your home, because after all, the yam is a karmelis. So the water that's in your chotzer now with the breach of more than 10 is considered like taking from a karmelis into the Rishus HaYochid, into your home. So that's what you can bring from a karmelis into the bais, which is the Rishus HaYochid. Zog the Gemara Vaita, this whole din is by medva or mamuhin, that you're not allowed to take any water from the breach and into your home, is pirtzosoi b'yoysem e'eser. That if the pirtza, the breach was more than 10 amis. Avol eser, but if let's say the pirtza was 10 or less, ain't tzorich klum. They don't have to misaken anything. Because after all, we said that the pirtza is not poetz b'miluyoy. There are still a little of the walls left over. If it will be poetz b'miluyoy, totally breach, that's like yoysem e'eser. But the fact that you have a little gidudim, a little shear of the wall remained open, that was originally fenced off into the ocean, since it's breached, but part of the wall remains. So now it depends if it's yoysem e'eser or not. But medvo mamurim, that is considered taken from a kamlas to shus yochid, when pitzah says yoysem e'eser, even though you have walls, but it's a pitzah yoysem e'eser. Avol eser, but if it's 10 or less, then ain't zochlum, you don't need a tikkun. Because then already, it's not called a pirtza. Anything less than 10 is not called poetz to the makom osoloi. And that's what we said before. They inala be mamala this mayim into the bayis, unless elim kain, yesh la mechitza kvaya asara tvachim. Until you make a mechitza kvaya asara tvachim to minimize when it's yoysem eser. So that's two, that if it was never more than eser, there's no eser. And if it's more than eser, then the only way to fill up water into the home is by making a mechitza kvaya asara that is minimizing the opening of eser amos. Zog the Gemara the following diak. Memala hudele memalinon. Meaning, if the pirtz is yoysem e'eser, so we said you're not allowed to take water from this area that got flooded into your chotzer and bring it into your home. That's like from a karmelis to rishus yochid. But a lot of be metaltel in this chotzer, even though the chotzer is breached, even though it's yoysem e'eser, the etzim chotzer is still a shame chotzer of rishus yochid. You're allowed to be metaltel. But if the tiltel itself was osir, then why would the brayser not say a metaltelin? Why does the Braisa only say, Yinala be Mamala? Mamala Yemenu is more of a reason that you can't, because that's seemingly taken from a karmelis to Rishus Yochid. But Etzim being metaltel in the Chotzer, it remains Rishus Yochid. The Mayim is considered like a karmelis because it's coming from the ocean. It's Mu'ur of the Mayim from the ocean. That taka the Braisa asks. But the Etzim Milu is the only thing we asked. Ho metaltlin, ho tiltule metaltlin. But Yinala be metaltel in this Chotzer because it's still considered Rishus Yochid. I've then fragged the Gemara, why is it Rishus HaYochid? V'nifritz HaChotze B'miluyoy? Now Rashi over here, Rabbi says, Bimiluyo is lavdafka, because we said a second ago, it's not nifutz of Bimiluyo. We're talking about that part of the wall is still remaining. But since it's Yoyseme Eser, that's considered like Bimiluyo. Zok Rashi, Bimiluyo, lavdafka. Elakol Yoyseme Asoga, kol Lemiluyo. So why do you say it'll be metaltal in the chutz itself? But it's a metalta in the chotzer is mutter. Why? It's different to bimiluyoy. Not lavdafka bimiluyoy because there's walls, but lamaisa yoysim esed is a pirza. Hi, metalta in the chotzer itself. Why is it considered rishus ayochid? After all, this chotzer, which might be rishus ayochid, is porut bimiluyoy yoysim eser to a rishus that's also metiltal. So why is it mutter metalta in the chotzer itself? And to the Gemara, daf yud beis omid beis. We're talking about that really the wall that was breached is still there. There's still 10 tefachim of wall. Just the wall is below the water. The water level covered the wall. So be'etzem, there is a wall here. And it's asar tefachim. Just it's covered by the water. So the reason why you can't be shoyev mayim from the Loshon Hayam, from this water that's in your chotzer, into your home, is because lemaisa it's totally breached. The walls are covered. And you're taking from a kamlis to a shus yochid. The reason why you're allowed to carry in the chotzer, because it's a mice, it's muka mechitzas from all four sides. There are walls over here, just they're covered by water, but the wall is here. So mitzad carrying to the kamlis, from a kamlis to the shus yochid, that's also. But carrying in the chotzer itself, that's mutter. Zog Rashi, the isleg edudei. Mashenisha min apirza, what's left over from the pirza, goy begoy ma'asora, avalayam kiseyu, the ocean covered it up. So that's the lomnus b'mi mechalik. The hainu, the Ran explains, that the mechitza helps avada to make it a rishus ha-yochid. Ain't allowed to be metalt in it. But the mimamala mayim to the chotza, from the chotza amin to the house, that will be considered from a kamlis to rishus ha-yochid. Because at the end of the day, Dr. Ran, the water of the ocean, since it's covering the wall is below the water level is above it. It's covered by water. So now there's a total flow of the kamlis, the ocean water, together with the water in the chotzer. So you're taking water from a kamlis to shus yochid. So to be mamala mayim is also, that's kamlis shus yochid. Masheikim metalt in the chotzer has walls. Lemaisa, the wall is there. It might be below, but it's there. As always, Dr. Ran. The Ritva says a little different. The Ritva says, it looks like you're taking from a kamlis to a shus yochid. Since the mayim in the chotzer, it looks like it's a kamlis because the mice it's covered, even though there's walls there. But it looks like it's a kamlis, so it's nearer like you're taking from a kamlis to a shus yochid. Even though be'etzim it's in a shus yochid. As I said before, Tosis is mechalish anuvar. Tosis says as follows. He's mechalik gufa between, he says that lo'oilom, the mechitzes help, even to be mamala from the Loshon Hayam into the chotzer, you're allowed to take it. But because lemaisa, you can see those walls, it's nikka for the people that are standing next to the Loshon Hayam, next to this water that's flooded into the chotzer. You're allowed to be mamala the mayim into the chotzer itself from the Loshon Hayam. The reason why you can't take it into the house is because it's not nikker. The walls are not nearer for the people that are metalta now for the omdim bebayis. So be mamala the mayim in the chotzer itself. You're allowed to. You're allowed to scoop the water, not just to be metaltal. You're allowed to actually scoop the water into the chotzer, from the chotzer itself, from the place that it's flooding. Because the mice, it's nigger, you can see the walls. Masha ain't get to be metaltal in the mala and to be metaltal into the home and to bring it in the home. It's not nigger, the koitzel is that's covered. It's not nigger, lo'im de mabayis. That's a taste of mechalik. Zoktesis and Mishani, the Isla Gidude, Vinikers, Mechitzel, Bene Chotzer, it's nigger for the Bene Chotzer, so you're allowed to be mamala mayim in the chotzer. So that's the difference. The gedudei help for the bnei chotzer to be mamala mayim in the chotzer, but it won't help to be mamala mayim from the chotzer into the bayis. Tosa brings other terutzim too. He brings the Rivon and the Rashbam, the chalak between the mayim that came on Shabbos, before Shabbos, Ayin Shom and Tosa is different terutzim. Now this whole sugi, we're talking about a chotzer. On the chotzer, there was nifrats and there's gedudeim, so then we're being chalak between being mamala mayim and bringing it into the home. And you need the gidudim. Lemaisa, this is all by a chotzer. By a mavui, l'chay, you don't need the gidudim. Because even when it's porets, lemaisa, it's porets to the yam. A yam does not need a lech v'koira. A yam is be'etzem a steamer. It's a steamer ma'al yisa, just like lech v'koira is enough. when you have a mavui. So what in a yam mayim would be etzim? We know mayim is considered a mavui. It's considered tzarechad yam. We had the gemara earlier. So this whole din of parutz of the yam is a chisarn and chotzer. Chotzer were always more machmir than the mavui. By mavui, this taka would not need the gedudim, and the etzim yam itself would help, just like a lechi v'kayre would help. Because the whole vart in the lechi v'kayre is this heker. Well, you have the heker, they're the yam, so that would be enough by a mavui. Because by a mavui, we know it, the yam itself can serve as a wall. Mavui she tzar echad yam is considered a mavui that's a mechitza, that's soisim the mavui. A mavui, the yam can serve as a wall. So a melech that can serve as the lechi v'kayre. Masha enkein in the chotzer, taka we have to have gedudim, and there's limit in the chotzer and a mavui. Now Rashi in Omer Aleph says that this chotzer that's nifratz liyam by asore and tzorach klum, zog Rashi, shariyeh shiru mikan mikan. That means we said that there's a little of the wall left over, it's not posed by miluyoy, there's a shiru mikan mikan on both sides. The reason Rashi says on both sides, because if it would only be on one side the shir, a shir on one side, then you would need to have a pass, because you need a pass of arba tefachim. When do we say a shir or mashu is enough? When you takav on both sides, a shir. Then a shear on each side is enough, a little of the wall left over. But if you don't have a shear on both sides, then you attack and need a pass of arba tefachim. You attack and don't need two passim. Usually a chotzer needs two passim. The reason why one pass will be enough, like the Gemara said before, because kalu shekilu achom b'mayim, since by mayim we know that a mechitza tuya helps, usually by a mechitza tuya doesn't help, but a mechitza tuya helps, a kal b'mayim, so then one pass would help also. But like upon him, you need one pass, but you won't need that over here because you have a shear mikan and mikan. Zok de Gemara weiter, Omer Rav Yehuda, Mavui shloi nishtatfu boi. That means, a Mavui, besides the lechi or the kura that we require to differentiate between the Mavui and the Rishus Ram that it's open to, even a Mavui that's sosum, you need a lechi and a kura, you also need, in addition, you need a shituf mavois. In order to carry from the chotzer into the common Mavui, you need a shituf mavois between all the inhabitants of the chatzeres, just like you need an erev chatzeres for all the inhabitants to carry into the chotzer. So mavui shloi nishtatu bo, you might have put a lechi kaira, or you didn't, it's irrelevant. But the point is, you weren't mishtatev. So hechsheir belechi, meaning if you're misakin a lechi, you made a lechi at the front of this mavui that's porutz. So now, hazoirik letoicho is chayev. Once you throw from Rishus Rabim into this mavui, even if you did not make a shituf, that means the people, the inhabitants can't carry over there. But if you throw into that area because of the lechi creates a mechitza. It's considered now Rishus HaYochid, Zorg L'Tech is Chayiv. As if you threw from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid, because the lechi is like a mechitza. However, Hechsheir B'Koyre, if let's say you place the Koyre at the front of this Mavui, Hazorg L'Tech Potur, someone who throws in there an item, he's going to be potter, because the kor is not looked as a mechitza. The kor is mishum heker, the Gemara is going to say. So mele, if it's only gilam mechitzas, we hold right now that dalad mechitzas deraisa. So mele, it's not considered rishus hayochid. So Rashi, yechayev by a lechi, the kosov a lechi mishum mechitza, and achsheh be kor, yepotter, the kor mishum heker. The kosov arba mechitzas deraisa, bein lekula, sai lekula meaning, if you throw something in there, it's not considered that you threw in a Rishus HaYochid. So, like, kulu, we see dalet mechitzas, you require a dalet full mechitzas, and a kari is not a mechitza, and bein lechumra. That means, if you're metaltal in there, it's considered that it's arba mechitzas deraisa, and if you're metaltal in there, you're chaya because you're metaltal in a Rishus HaRabim. It's not considered a Rishus HaYochid until you have dalet mechitzas. So, bein lekula, bein lechumra. We look at it as a Rishus HaRabim, lekula, that if you're zarek, you're potter, from Rishus Rabim to it, without being Mavid al Ramas, you're potter, but it didn't go from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. And Lechumra, if you're metaltal over there, you're chayy, because you're metaltal in Rishus Rabim. Frag the Gemara Kasha, mask if Lorav Sheshes. The following Kasha, time the learning statue boy. The only reason why you're chayyav is because the Kura is not a Rishus Yochid, it's a hacker, and you did not make a Shitum of voice. Honish statue boy, but if let's say you made a Shitum of voice, then afilu echshera b'koyra nami chayev. Then if you throw, even though all you made was a koyra, you'll be chayev. The shitum of voice, the piece of bread that you made now to make it a common area, That's a question. What exactly does the Shituf Mevayis do? Sugya of Erev Chatzeres, later on Daf Memtes, is the Shituf, does the Shituf make it that is a Mishum Kinyan or Mishum Dira? Does it make it that now it's considered like it's a Kinyan? The person that has the bread is Makna to everyone the place over here? Or it's Mishum Dira? It's everyone's considered inhabited in one place. But the point is, the Shituf makes it into one Mishum Siyochid, either Mishum Kinyan or Mishum Dira. So time we're saying, the Lo Nishtatvu. Ho Nishtatvu, if you made a Shituf, then Afilu Hashem Bekoyga Nami Chayev. You'll chayev when you zog l'toycho. Frek the Gemara, v'chi kikor oiso is Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, a loaf of bread makes something into Rishus HaYochid? You're telling me that the Koyra is not Mishum Chitza. So it's, if Ishtatvu boy, then even Mishum Koyra, you'll be chayev. How does a kikor, yes a kikor, not a kikor, make it in Rishus HaYochid? Shituf can make it in Rishus HaYochid, Mechitza is making it in Rishus HaYochid. And the fact that it says, Loi Nishtatvu, is Mashmah Nishtatvu, you'd be Chayev. Why would you be Chayev? How do you become a Rishus HaYochid? L'choy should be poti, even by Nishtatvu, because a Koyra is not a Rishus HaYochid, Koyra is Mishum Heker. So, the Gemara weiter, V'hotanya, the Gonyakv explains this in an independent kasha. Another question. V'hotanya, Chatzeir shel Rabim, Umevoy she'en mufloshim. If you have a chotzer shel Rabim, that means numerous batim are open to this chotzer. Umevoy she'en mufloshim. Or if you have a movui, that it's not open on both sides to the Rishus Rabim. It's not mufulosh, but rather it's sosum. So you have a mechitz on all three sides, and one side is open to the Rishus Rabim. So it says in this braisa, Bein irvu, saif they made an erev chatzeris. Bein lo irvu, or saif did not make an erev chatzeris for Rishut Umevoyis. Hazeg letoichon chayev. So we see clearly that even by a movui that you did not make a shitu mevois, it's considered a rishus hayochid. Hazerg l'teichin is chayev. Now, from the fact that the braisa doesn't differentiate if the heksher and the roish hamovui with the lechi or with the koira is mashma, that it's also talking about with the koira. So we see clearly that a koira, even without an erev, because we're not talking about an erev over here, even without an erev, it says ben erev ben lo erevu. That means even without an erev, the koira itself makes it a Rishus HaYochid. So we see clearly, not like we just finished saying that Koyra Mishum Heker, before we said Lechi makes it a Rishus HaYochid, Lechi Mishum Mechitza Rav said, but Koyra Mishum Heker. Well, here we see that Zerg Latoycha is Chayev Ben Irvu Ben Lo Irvu. So we see it's not the Erev Shaboy, but rather it's the Koyra, must be the Koyra that makes it into Rishus HaYochid. So two kashas we're asking, two independent kashas we're asking Rav Yehuda's statement. Rav Yehuda said that Echshere Bekoyra, your potter, Belech Yechayev, and if there's no Shituf, and it's Mashma, then if you made a Shituf, then you would be Chayev, it's considered Shus Yochid. First Kasha is, how does a Shituf make it into Shus Yochid? Kikor makes it a Shus Yochid. Zweite Kasha is, it's Mashma, that if there's no Shituf, Ben Iru Ben Lo Yervu, Hazerg L'Tech Chayev, either through a Lechi or through a Koyra, whatever you're Misakin, it doesn't say Dafka Lechi. So we see Koyra Mishum Chitza. The Rashi says over here that the Chatzer Shal Rabim are open to numerous homes. Psuchim batim harbel lechotzer. Va'oyzchem min habatim zel zeh. The people, the inhabitants, ask one another. She'en yichoyin lehoytzim min habatim lechotzer. Without the erev chatzeris, they can't carry from the batim to the chotzer. Beloy eruv. Rashi doesn't say that they can't carry from the chotzer into the bayis because they don't have a common erev. He says from the batim to the chotzer. The chotzer itself is the mokum that's mu'uruv for numerous people. So you can't carry without an erev from the batim to the chotzer. Meaning there's really two ways how to look at a chotzer that's numerous batim open to it, what the Erev twos off. Does the Erev make it, I can go now from my bias to his bias? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the Erev makes it that I can carry from the batim to the chotzer, which is the common area. A component, both could be true, but here Rashi says one way, Rashi and Shabbos says that you can't go from one bias to another bias unless you made an Erev chatzeres to carry from one bias to another. So Al Kaponim, the Gemara has two kashas on Rav Yehuda's statement. Zok the Gemara, Eli Itmar Hochi Itmar. We're taking a new taich in Rav Yehuda. We're talking about Omer Rav Yehuda Movui Shein a Royal Shituf. We're talking about a Movui that's not Royal Shituf. Why? Because it's mefulish on both sides. It's mefulish to Shus Rabim. It's not talking about a dead end street. So it's not Royal or regular Shituf. If it's mefulish on both sides, it needs a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, besides a Lechi on the other side. So first you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach. So Omer Rav Yehuda Movui Shein a Royal Shituf, if it's mefulish on both sides, Hechsheira Belechi, meaning, if you made a Lechi on one side, even though it's still not Royal Shituf, because you have to still be in Sakana Tzuras HaPesach, So even though now it's only a lechi on one side and the other side is still breached, hazoig letoichoi, you're chayev from Rishus Rami, you throw from Rishus Rami to it, because with the lechi, it's three mechitzas. Because if you're talking about movi, that's mefulish. So now you place the lechi, so it's considered lechi mishum mechitza, so melech Rishus Yochid midaraisa, because we hold sholosh mechitza deraisa now. Hechshere bekoira, mashen, if you place the koira, and now you have one side with the koira and the other side is still breached, hazoig letoichoi potter, because the koira is not a mechitza, the koira is merely a hacker, so it's not called the Rishus Yochid. You only remain with two mechitzas. Zog Rashi, Sheinigoy Lashitu is mefulish, so lechem ishum mechitza, v'kosova sholosh mechitza deraisa. We're going now, sholosh mechitza deraisa. Now we said before that arba mechitza deraisa. We're being choyza now, sholosh mechitza deraisa. Now according to the Rambam that holds dalat mechitza deraisa, so what's takin pshat? How do you learn this Gemara? So someone is saying, based on Rabbein Chanan over here, Rabbein Chanan says, we talk about that. We're talking about that after you, we already made this delas. So now, taka, it's goy l'shituf. If echshera belechi, because the lechi is like a mechitza. But we're talking about that you taka fixed that breach because it was mefulash after the delas. So now you taka have dalat mechitzas, and that will be shitas l'shitas Rambam. How you would learn the Gemara. Zog the Gemara alma kasava. And we see from here from Rav Yehuda's statement that lechi mishum mechitza v'koyim mishum hacker. The lechi by a movim mefulish makes it into a mechitza. So now it's Rishus Hayochid zog l'teches chayev because you have a third mechitza. Shalosh mechitza deraisa. Koyim mishum hacker. The koyim doesn't create a mechitza. The koyim just creates a reminder, a hacker that you differentiate between the movui and you won't make a mistake and be metaltal now in the Rishus Rabim. That's what the Koyah twos off. But it doesn't create a mechitza. So that's why Hazoig L'Toichoi is going to be potter. Because it doesn't create a Rishus HaYochid. It's as if you threw from Rishus Rabim, still in the Rishus Rabim, because Koyah is only Mishum Heker. And it doesn't create that the third mechitza now is a mechitza, but rather it's only a heker by Movim and Foolish. The Koyah is a heker, so it's not enclosed with three mechitzas. So that's why Zoig L'Toichoi by a Koyah is considered potter, because it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Zog the Gemara v'cheno marabe lechi mishum mechitza v'koyre mishum heker. Zog the Gemara v'rova omar rova argues no. Echot zeh v'echot zeh doesn't make a difference if it's a lechi or a koyre mishum heker. Both of them only create a heker, and it doesn't make it into a reshus hayochid. But it is a heker. It's a heker that if you carry over there, you will know to differentiate that just because you're allowed to carry there, you're not going to be metalten reshus rabim. Zokmar kash on this, Eisvei, Rabbi Yanka Barabba Lerove, Hazorik Lemovui, if someone throws an item from a Rishus Rabbim into the Movui, Yesh Loi Lechiv, there's a Lechi Yechayev. But that's considered like throwing from a Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid, which implies the Lechi is Mishum Mechitza. Ein Loi Lechi, if it doesn't have a Lechi, then you're Potter. Because then it's not considered Rishus Yochid. So we see clearly that Lechi is a Mechitza. And that's what makes it into Rishus Yochid. So Lechari Tzveren, Robert, it says, Echot Zeh Ve'echot Zeh is Mishum Heker. And to the Gemara Hachi Komar, Ein Etzorich Elo Lechi, meaning, if let's say it already has Gimel Mechitzas, it's not a Movi Mefulish, it already has Gimel Mechitzas, it's Sosum, and all it needs now is a Lechi, so then Azorich Letech is Chayev. Why a Chayev? Because since Midaraisa, it's enough to have three Mechitzas, and already has three Mechitzas, so even though you don't have a lechi at the one end of the movui, at the open end, it's still considered Rishus HaYochid because Gil Mechitza Deraisa. So in Meila, that's why it's Rishus HaYochid and Zog L'Teichoi is Taka going to be Chayiv. Masha Enkein, lechi v'dova acher. If let's say it's a movui mefulish, where it's not just missing one Mechitza, meaning that it's Sosum, but it's only missing one, but rather it's mefulish where it only has two Mechitzas, where it's lacking lechi v'dova acher, meaning a lechi in a Tzuris HaPesach, because it's mefulish, so then hazorik l'tech is potter. Then if you throw from Mishus Rami to it, you're potter. Because even if you make a lechi, it's still going to be potter. Because a lechi is not going to make it that it's a mechitza. Lechi is not a mechitza. Rav Elohim holds Rebbe, lechi is Mishum Heker. It's not a mechitza. And the reason why you're going to be potter is because it's a mavi mefulish that you made one lechi without a Tzuris HaPesach. A lechi is not a mechitza. So it's only a heker. So you don't have anything more than two mechitzas. Two mechitzas remains in Rishus Rabim, and Mamela, you're gonna be potter. Frag the Gemara Kasha Eisvei. We're asking now on Rava that says that Lechi and Koira both are Mishum Heker. Eisvei, yes, I can't remember Yehuda. Mishiesto, Shnebatim, Shnei Tzidir, Rishus Rabim. If you have two rows of homes on both sides of the Rishus Rabim, Now, yes, Arkan, meaning, besides Rabbi Yehuda's din that he holds two mechitzas deraisa, and memela, a tikkun mu'at is enough if you have, let's say, a balcony on top of this area, this Rishus Rabim, where you say good achis mechitzasa, you say pitikra, yerud v'saisim, you have good achis. So besides that din that you created the mechitzas because of the balcony above, yes, Arkan, om Rabbi Yehuda, mishesh ne'bat, mishesh tzidu shusram, if you have the two rows of homes, if you want to go from one home to across the Rishus Rabim to the other home, you can place a lechi on each side of the home on the right, or you place a koira, a beam, a cross beam, going from the homes on the right to the home on the left, and again from the home on the right to the home on the left, on both sides of the home, because since we hold that Beis Mechitzas, the rice is enough for Kong Rabbi Yehuda. So yes, Arkane, you can carry from one of your homes to the other home across the Shutz Rabim, because you have this lech and this curry in between. Now, Omru Loi, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein ma'arvin l'Shutz Rabim bekach. This is Shutz Rabim. A Shutz Rabim, you can't be ma'arv in such a way. Now, what do we see, Al Kaponim? That the only reason Rabbanon argue is only because of the Shutz Rabim. But if let's say it's a movim of foolish, which is better than this, not a Rishus Rabim, a Movim, a foolish Rishus Rabim, then you would be able to be Ma'arev Alidei Lechi V'Koira. So we see clearly that Lechi V'Koira is Mishum Mechitza. Now Rashi says the Kash is, Alma Lechi Mishum Mechitza, Lechi is a Mechitza, and that's how you can carry from one side of the Rishus Rabim to the other. V'afilu Rabbonon Loi Pliga Aleila Mishus Rabim, Ava B'Movim, a foolish Loi, they agree that the Lechi is a Mechitza. So Rashi is asking the Kash on Rova, because Lechi Mishum Mechitza. For the same price you could have asked, Kari is also, we see over here, is Mishum Mechitza, because it says, Oi, Kari Mikan of Kari Mikan. That's Kvega's Kasha in the Gilin Hashas. Zok, Kvega, Alma Lechem Mishum Mechitza Koshali, Ho Akushal Chuli Alma, Dimedivere, Rabbi Yehuda Muchach, Tafilo Kari Mishum Mechitza. And the Kasha is be on Rava, on the fact that we see Kari Mishum Mechitza too. And to the Gemara, Hosom Kosov Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Mechitzas Doi Raisa. It's different. The reason why it works is not because the lechi is a mechitza or the curry is a mechitza, like Vekavega says in the Kasha. No. Rabbi Yehuda holds shtei mechitza deraisa. That's why you can carry. Not because the lechi creates a mechitza. Loilam lechi and curry is mishumeka. You have two mechitza deraisa. So that's how you can carry. And according to Rabbanu that say that eim amir shuzram bekach, they take a hold gimel mechitza deraisa, and the lechi v'kari does not create another mechitza shlishis. Because loilam we say it's not a mechitza. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the lechi and the curry is a heck of a alma, but you're allowed to carry because two mechitzas deraisa. And according to Rabbanon, aim avish shusam bekach, because lechi curry is not a mechitza, and you only have two mechitzas, and you need three mederaisa. The Tzionim has a gewaldige kasha on the whole yisoid of lechi mishum mechitza. At the end of the day, lechi mishum mechitza means that one side is open and you have a lechi, but it's porutz merub ala oimid. It's not oimim merub ala porutz. It's porutz merub ala oimid. All you have is a lechi, you have a pole standing there. It doesn't make it that it's oimim ruba, it's parts of ruba l'oimid. So how could lechi mishum mechitza solve the problem of parts of ruba l'oimid? So the Teshuvah has this kasha, but the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan clearly holds that you can have oimim ruba l'parutz not just mitzad echad. You can be mitzarev the gimel tzadim to make it oimim ruba l'parutz. Chazanish argues, he says from the Teshuvah kasha we go for see that it's a chisorin of oimim ruba l'parutz because it's parts of Oymed, and we're not mitzarev the other three sides. But the side of the Aruch HaShulchan is that Oymed Merub Ala Poritz doesn't have to be in this specific side. It could be the other sides too, that's mitzarev all in all, this area, this mavu, into Oymed Merub Ala Poritz, which is a big chiddush in the din of Oymed Merub Ala Poritz. It doesn't have to be in Ruach Achaz Oymed Meruba. It could be Poritz Merub Ala Oymed in Ruach Achaz. The Lechem Mishum Mechitza, and you don't have Poritz Meruba because you have Oymed Meruba mitzarev the other three sides with it. Zog the Gemara weiter, Om Rav Yudom Rav, Mavui she'or kokil chavoy. If you have a Mavui, that it's a perfect square. The length is the size of the width. Ein anita belechi mashu. Over there, a regular Mavui, you can have a lechi mashu. Over here, you have to have a pass. Because once it's or kokil chavoy, it's considered like a chotzer. And a chotzer needs a pass of dalat vachim. Or kokil chavoy becomes a chotzer, so then it's not nita de lechi mashu. If you have the length, the size of the width, ain't a nitta be koira tefach. Likewise, the koira, usually a koira tefach is enough, and yochel it can withhold in a riach a certain weight, but it has to be a minimum of a tefach. But over here, it won't help a koira of a tefach because it turns into a chotzer, and a chotzer needs a pass of dalat vachim. Zogt ma Reb Zeira, kamo mechavnin shmeitzer de savi. How correct is this shmeitzer of this savi, this kenim that we just mentioned? Came in the orke kechavoy, since it's length like the width. Havali chotzer, the chotzer in the teres belechi bekoira, and a chotzer is not mutai de lechi alone, which is a mashu, or a curry, which is a tefach. Ela bepas abo, but it rather needs a pas of dalat tvachim. Frank Dumara, Omer Reb Zeira, ikashli. Hokashli, what Ishver is as follows. Lahava hai lechi kapas mashu v'nishtri. Let the lechi remain a pas. Who said a pas mashu is not sufficient? Let the lechi remain a pas and let the movui, that is, orka kechovoi mutam, he didn't pass and you have a pas. I did a lechi. Meaning right now the Gemara is asking a kasher, if Zera held, that a pas could even be a mashu. Zog the Gemara, ishtamite ho. Reb Zera forgot the following memre. The Omer Ravasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, so we see clearly that the pas of a chotzer needs to have dalat tvachim. And like the Rashbin in Chuvas explains, because since a chotzer is miyud more for tashmish and tznuin, it's more of a makom diurin, so it needs a better mechitza than a regular movi, which is a lechi mashu. A pas mashu is not going to do it. You need a pas of dalat tvachim. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Aktinon, Ezu movi shenita belechi vekoira, what movi? Is a lech in the curry sufficient? That's matter the mavui. Kol she'olka yesral chovoy. If the length is longer than the width, meaning it's a rectangle. And another condition, ubatim and chatzeres psuchim l'soichoy. That you have to have batim and chatzeres open to the mavui. Chatzeres implies two chatzeres, and in every chotzer they have to have at least one bias, and that makes it batim. Batim and chatzeres psuchim l'soichoy. Zogt Rashi, shtei chatzeres psuchim l'soichoy. Ubayis besuch l'chol chotzer. Shken hoy dirosein lefnei kol bayis hoy chotzer. In front of every bayis was a chotzer. So it's batim b'chatzeros, two chatzeros, and every chotzer has a bayis. Now, it seems to imply clearly in this Rashi that one bayis is enough for every chotzer. Later on, Daf Ayin Dalet, Rashi says you need two batim for every chotzer. Batim b'chatzeros besuch l'sechoy is two batim for every chotzer. And that's what Tosef here also says, shtei batim l'chol chotzer v'chotzer, and that's what the Motcha also says la'alocha, you need two batim for every chotzer. So the difference between a chotzer and a movui is the orka yesal chovoi versus a perfect square, and the batim chatzer is psuchim l'soichoi. Shtein shuchan orach, if you don't have batim chatzer is psuchim l'soichoi, the movui turns into a chotzer, and the chotzer is more stringent, that attacker needs, it needs a pass. The Ramo says that lemaisa, we don't have our mavuyim, we don't make lechis or curries. We make a tzuras ha-pesach. That's what we do all our mavuyim, courtyards. We always make a tzuras ha-pesach. So mele ledidande, we make a tzuras ha-pesach. So there's no such thing as a movie where there's no batim chatzer psuchim l'soichoi, and a mele, it would turn into a chotzer, you need something more. We make a tzuras ha-pesach, so once you make a tzuras ha-pesach, there's be'etzim no difference between a movie and a chotzer. You have the ultimate mechitza called the tzuras ha-pesach. What's the whole reason why chotzer needs a better tikkun than a movie? Because chotzer is more of a tashmish tzenua. So batim chatzer psuchim l'soichoi makes it that it's not a tashmish tzenua. What makes the movi more communal? Because batim chatzer psuchim l'soichoi. So that's why it doesn't need such a strong mechitza and lechi will be enough. If it doesn't have batim chatzer psuchim l'soichoi, that's good for what makes it into a chotzer. Because the chotzer is this place of tashmishin miyuchodim, tashmishin more tzenuin. You don't have batim chatzer psuchim l'soichoi, so it's more exclusively used and it's not such a public thoroughfare anymore. But the Didan, we have it to us a Pesach, so there's taka no difference if it's batim chatzeres psuchim l'soichoi or not. Zog the Gemara weiter, ve'ezi chotzer she'eni niteres belechi v'koira. What is this chotzer that a lechi and koira is not going to do it? Ela bepas abo, that you need dafka a pas of abo. Zog the Gemara kol shemurubas, if it's a perfect square. Zog the Gemara murubas in agul loy, only a perfect square. Let's say it's not a square. Let's say it's a circle. So it's over there, it's yes, going to be nita belechi v'koira. No, it's only muta belechi v'koira mashu if it's orka yesal chavoy, a perfect square or a circle, which is not orka yesal chavoy, ataka over there, you'll need a passive arbo. Zogdimon hochikomar, I orka yesal chavoy, if the length is more than the width, then have a movi, then it turns to a movi. Umovi belechi v'koira sagya, then he can have a lechi v'koira, which is a lechi mashu, koira tefach. V'loi, but if it's not orka yesal chavoy, have a lech chotzer, then you need a pass of dalet tvachim, because then it's a chotzer. But it's not coming to exclude a chotzer that's circular. It's coming to exclude a chotzer that's orkiyas al chovoy, which is a mavui. So, how much of the length has to be more than the width that it turns into a mavui, and a lechi is enough. So the Gemara Sova Shmuel Meimar Adika Pishnayim Berochvo. The Hamina is it has to be double the size of the width. That means if the width is 5 amos, the length has to be 10 amos. So the Gemara Omar Le Rav. So Rav told Shmuel not like that. Hochi Omar Chabibi Afilu Mashu. Even if the length is a mashu longer than the width, and it's not a perfect square, if it's 5 amos in width and 5.1 in length, that's where it din mavui and a lechi or a kari is sufficient. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid, daf yud beis omid beis.